Film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
We're never leaving that asshole alone.
We're leaving you alone. Oh, where'd that flag come from? Hey, anyway. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. And welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for December 13th.
Hump Day!
Oh, I hit the wrong one.
2023. Yeah, but it's still Hump Day.
That was premature humperation.
I had it on the wrong one. So try it again.
Hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for December 13th.
2023.
There you go.
The show Fascist Book Loves to Hate.
That is right.
What day is it, Slim?
Hump Day!
Best day of the year!
Okay, we're going to edit out that whole first part so we don't look stupid doing
nah,
twice,
we,
right?
Nah, we can't fucking.
Oh, that's right. Now. We're live.
We're live. Okay, who gives a shit? I had my mouse on the right one. I swear to God. I'm trying to work on getting it.
You know what happened? Your mouse was in that damn thing we showed 2 weeks ago. Your mouse was flew off.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You just started.
He made me.
Why do I find that so terrible?
This became a permanent fixture on the board. Just
you got to understand, Rick. I had this. I didn't tell anybody, but I had planned on this from the very beginning.
Sure.
No, I just thought of it just now. Anyway.
I got to try and drink now.
We are the show Fascist Book Loves to Hate. Slim, you got a picture?
I do. Here you go.
Yeah, I got this the other morning after I put something in the show page, the private show page group, where I keep track of the stories and my comments and my writings and musings and jokes and stuff like that for Wednesday night. Well, I put something in and I thought about it for about 10 seconds. I went, you know what? Those assholes gave me 3 month suspensions back to back for that picture of Hunter Biden in his diaper and sneakers, right? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So I got a full 3 month suspension. And then as soon as that suspension was up, I had one whole day and I did a test. I'm live again. I can go live again. Well, 15 minutes after I went live again, they decided, fuck you, Zippy.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me another 3 month suspension for having that in the show page. So I got double jeopardy. I got it for having it on my page. I got it for having it in the show page. So I've got this one picture in the show page, and it's just got a little, like 2 inches of the back of Hunter's butt reflected off of a mirror, and that part's blurred out. And I thought, I don't trust him. I'm going to take it out. I left it in there. It wasn't in there 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's all it took.
Put the thing back up, Slim. 30 seconds. I took it out myself. You have 180 days left to appeal. We'll permanently disable you. I mean, this wasn't just like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, or whatever. This is, you're gone, bud. So I bitched. And we got this. Yeah. Okay. Oh, they're such an apology. Oh, we're so sorry, Mr. Zippy. Take it down. You know what they did? Instead of suspending me permanently for the rest of my days, what they did was they suspended me from groups. Guess how many groups I'm in?
One.
Ours.
Because when you're in groups, they have access to your friends and all kinds of, I don't like groups for that reason. But we have this private group where we do this work. So apparently, Facebook was protecting me from offending myself.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? Well, me and you and Rick. Because there's only three people in the group.
Yeah, but I'm the only one who got suspended from the group.
Well, you posted it. Ain't going to penalize me for your dumbass.
Meh.
They might.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could. They could close the group.
But guess what? We're going to do the Hunter story later anyway. Just change the picture.
Look,
let's change the picture. Kathy. Oh, Kathy, I've got a dirty joke about that later on.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
Joe wants you, Kathy. Yeah, she don't like older men, apparently. Anyway. Hey, you know those answers to Representative Stefanik last week that we played from the presidents of Harvard and Penn and MIT? Mm-hmm. Well, that and the hubbub afterwards just made me feel really, really good that my half a semester of college left me more intelligent than people who are presidents of three of the most prestigious universities in our country. Basically, that's how screwed up the left has allowed this to get. You know, now we watched them. We saw, you didn't, I saw the whole hearing. A lot of you saw a good bit of it. And we played, what, 2.5 minutes?
Yeah, I think played the most important part.
The longest clip we ever played. Because you saw how they responded, how lacking in awareness those presidents were. Oh, Kathy loves Joe Biden. Okay, there you go. We saw they think that the babble that they spewed was convincing. Apparently, they went to lawyers to know what babble to say, even. But in truth, the three of them were just comically inept. As we showed last week. Now, Harvard has lost $1 billion in donations over this crap. And the board at Harvard won't fire the plagiarizing quota hire whose only real accomplishment in life is that she obviously won the Steve Urkel lookalike contest.
Here we go.
That's Dr. Gay, the president of Harvard. Now, does that not look like Steve Urkel?
Just like him.
Thank you very much. Yes. And I want to say this because I was bitching to a friend of mine last night. That little bald headed fart comedian that's on Gutfeld sometimes, Norton, Jim Norton. He compared her to Urkel on last night's Gutfeld show. I wrote that joke 3 days ago.
Uh-oh. He stole
Bastard.
It.
No, he didn't steal it. It's just, you know, it's kind of obvious.
Yeah.
But he was on last night, and I'm immediately texting my friend going, that son of a bitch is using my joke. Anyway, we got to remember that the things that are going on out there in politics, the world, these people just, you know, anti-Semitism is just okay. And these things that get us the most upset, and we think, you know, wait, you know, how could they possibly ever get reelected when they do stuff like that? Well, here's how. Half the country doesn't know that they do things like that because the media won't tell them. But the fact that this is still news, and today I saw there was something, I didn't watch the five, but I had it on the background for a few minutes, and they were talking about this again on the five. So that's 9 days they've been talking about this. I think that's quite impressive. I think it says something about America waking up and saying, hey, we're just not going to take this shit anymore. You know, I know you all don't believe that, but optimism is what helps me sleep at night. So I'm going to try and remain optimistic. And speaking of optimism, we're going to do this week in misogyny segments every time I got something for it.
And this might get us in trouble.
And this isn't a big long one tonight, but I'm going to keep it going. It seems to be pretty popular. Let's put it this way. When I repeat the this week of misogyny stuff at the poker table, it's still funny. And some of them have seen the show. They laugh twice. So that's good. So, but this is clearly reverse misogyny that I'm going to show you. This is for the ladies. And there is no opposite word for reverse misogyny.
Yes, there is. I told you. The opposite word for misogyny is misogyny. Misogyny.
Can't argue with that logic, I guess. But I don't think it's fair that there isn't a real word for the opposite of misogyny, because women talk shit about men all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like they don't do it. It's like, oh, why is there no opposite of misogyny? Oh, because women never talk shit about men.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Have you listened to women talk for like 3 minutes? Anyway.
I would have said something.
Anyway, that said, I had to get that out there. Ladies, this is for you. Reverse misogyny. What are you praying for? Guidance. Pray for stiffness. I'll guide it in myself.
We are so in trouble.
Namaste. You're welcome, ladies. You're welcome. But I got one for
no,
guys.
No, it's not, Kathy. Kathy, don't start. No, it's not.
I can't see it, but it's all right.
Good.
I got one for the guys, too.
Oh, we can. We can, Kathy. Don't worry.
No, you can't.
Oh, yeah, we can.
I like this one. I think John's having an affair with my wife. Ooh, what makes you think that? He's so miserable lately. Oh, even Santa's copping a misogynistic attitude these days. And Santa has made the segment. There's Santa copping an attitude. Dear Santa, please send me a baby brother. Santa wrote back, send me your mom. Oh, she's not a Whipple like Mrs. Claus.
Oh.
What is he out, 180 days?
Yeah, wait till we get to the next clip.
Oh yeah.
Then we're really fucking toast.
Well, of course these were funny. These were all funny memes, but they weren't shockingly funny. But we go there. We go there when we can go there.
Wait, let me point the right way. Wait, hold on. This is all this guy's fault. This guy. This is not this is his fault.
Well, we've got the misogynistic reel of the week here.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, now, here it is. I don't want you to hate me.
You're gonna.
I'll give you ample opportunity for that later. But here we go. Paraplegic strip club. Go ahead.
Paraplegic strip club the other day.
Mm-hmm.
The place was crawling with pussy.
Oh, thank you. Nice knowing you. I gotta leave.
Please let us know on Facebook once we disappear.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
Yeah.
Now I just did donate to St. Jude's.
You better donate again and again.
I'm hoping, you know.
Yeah.
Get a little yin with your yang.
Yeah. There it is. He just
there
got a yin with his yang. You just got your yin and your yang.
My yin and my yang froze me. All right. I will try the camera. There's nothing else, nothing left to fix on this computer. But I get all that fancy background stuff like you guys, and I'll be like frozen the whole damn show.
Oh, here come the comment. Oh, you only got one.
Karma God. Thanks. So it's 12 days to Christmas from today.
Is that what it is?
Oh, shit. Yes. And I'd like to remind you that Christmas is where we celebrate the birth of a Jew from Israel over 2,000 years ago. You know, like 600 years before that Muhammad dude founded Islam. Okay? So, Holy Temple Mount, people. Israel, the people who live in Israel aren't stealing anything from anybody. They were there first. Well, they were there 2,000 years ago. I mean, Jerusalem's changed hands, what, 50 times in history? I don't know. It's a lot. But anyway, remember that when you see the anti-Semiticrats protesting, going around on those college campuses, that those only the president of the University of Pennsylvania actually resigned. The one from Harvard, who's the worst, who's plagiarized and all that kind of stuff. She plagiarized her doctorate. She's only published 4 articles in her career, which is like since 1993. That's like nothing, you know. Larry Summers, who used to be the Treasury Secretary, and he was president of Harvard, and they kicked him out for some misogynistic thing, some stupid reason. Larry Summers he published an article a month because he had a brain and it worked. But she's a quota hire. We all know that. So she plagiarizes her doctoral thesis, okay? And she gets nailed on it. So now what they're saying is, oh, it was out of context. Just like saying exterminate the Jews was out of context. They're going back and they're putting quotations in her doctoral thesis that she wrote 20 some years ago. It's like, no, what you need to do is take that $1 billion away from Harvard, okay? Change the freaking board of Harvard, throw them out, and fire the bitch. Okay? She looks like Urkel.
Yeah, but they got didn't
she's black. God, next you know what she's gonna do? She's gonna come out tomorrow and say she's gay too.
Yeah, but you know what? There was a guy, I don't know who it was this morning.
Save my job.
Somebody on Fox this morning said the only reason they didn't fire her is because she's black. That's pretty much the only thing that saved her job. Plus, it was over 700 faculty members all signed a petition stating that they backed her and wanted her to be, you know, the president of the college or whatever.
Well, 99.6% of political donations from Harvard faculty went to guess who?
Her?
Democrats. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was less than 0.5% went to Republicans. And, you know, anyway. So don't pay attention to these anti-Semitic assholes. Congress passed a resolution today complaining about the anti-Semitism on college campuses. 85 Democrats voted against it. No, 85 voted for it. 125 voted against it. Like 60% of the Democrats voted against it. They're going to say, oh, well, it's because it called for the firing of the other two women. Didn't you watch them? They should be fired. They're jokes. But anyway. Hey, I've got on Christmas shirt number 2.
Well, I'll give you... Let me
It's the only time you ever catch me with a donkey on my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the naughty list,
Jack,
and I regret nothing. Mm-hmm. I regret nothing except for, you know, if I go to hell for the paraplegic strip club.
Jesus, I did check Facebook. We're still there, but no one's commented in a while, so maybe we're not.
They're stunned. They're all stunned. I got to do my Scottish. They're all stunned, I tell you.
I'll check again to make sure we're still there.
Yeah, Rick, what shirt do you have on?
Oh, me? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't care.
I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
That's right.
I don't give a Facebook.
I don't do that either.
Oh yeah, we're still live.
Uh huh. So we're good.
Yeah. Rick's you know showing his shirt right now. So
okay.
Yeah, we're still good.
All right.
Yeah, they haven't taken us down yet.
So I am sipping here from my second coffee mug gift of the year.
Oh, now we're going.
Butt cup.
Yes, I have friends that know that I'm not a boob man. anyway. I do love what people wear for the holidays, not just my special shirts that I bought for the show. Or Rick and his profane things, and
profane.
I know. Or Slim and his druggy hat.
Oh yeah, my Tyson Ranch hat.
Yeah, like I should talk. I bought it for you.
You bought it for me. I can't wear my work.
I've got one too.
Hey, I got a new hat coming for next week's show. Should be here tomorrow. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh,
I'm getting into this.
No surprises.
No, you gotta wait.
All right.
I got a new hat for next week.
All right. No teases, though.
No teases.
All right. I've got one Christmas shirt left. And guess what? We've only got one show left before Christmas.
Huh?
Man, that worked out.
Wow.
All right. So I do love what people wear for the holidays. That lady said I have my own bonus hole.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm just passing the messages.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
This is why I don't want to go to prison. I do not want to have a bonus hole. Okay? My bonus hole needs to remain an outie. Although I've got a joke to the contrary, so I'm going to get in big trouble now for that one.
Probably.
340 days.
Yeah, and it's coming right up, too. I should have just ignored Kathy's little snide comment. But I love what people wear for the holidays. It tells you so much about them, like this young lady. Hey, that would cost her $7,000 if it was Rick.
I'd give her sure this.
That's right. This is, and just so people know why, this is why.
There you go. Yeah, but we'll do it for six.
Okay. Yeah,
but what if you only did one in the the procreation side and the other one was in the bonus?
Oh, that's more, extra.
I'll probably get extra.
You get extra.
Of course I get extra.
You should be paying her back to let her, if she lets you do the bonus hole.
I am paying her back in a special way.
Oh, boy.
He's killing me. All right. Just let me finish digging my hole.
Yeah, keep digging.
Because that lady's jacket, Santa came twice. Because she's so good. It reminds me of my joke of the week.
Uh-oh.
Yes. I have a joke of the week. Groans are not appreciated, gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Now, last week, the punchline was put a load in the dishwasher. This one is, so where's the best place to go to have anal sex? Physical location, not going to prison, okay? Everybody's going to go, you got a prison, you're going to get it. Yeah, we know. Okay, now we're talking about consenting heterosexuals here, okay? Do you have any guesses?
Private dance strip club?
I got nothing.
Slim's married. He's not allowed to guess.
I got nothing.
All right. Well, the best place to have anal sex is in a cemetery after midnight.
And why?
Because it's kind of scary. And that fear adds that little extra tightness.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Stay with me for more tips that will get you in big trouble at home.
Or on Facebook if you post them.
Or in church.
Hey, Kathy, it's not going to be free. What is this shit?
Kathy wants. Oh.
No, you're not going to give the girl on with the sweater free. They get it free.
Yeah, no, nothing.
No, then he's got to pay child support, for Christ's sake. If it's a business transaction, he can get out of it in court.
There's no child support.
Yeah, there's no child support. It's a business transaction.
Give it time. New York and California will find a way to figure that one out.
Yeah, anyway. So I'm sorry I had to do that joke there, but the lady's jacket reminded me. Santa would have been happy. But I know groaning is allowed, ma'am.
Groan.
We did start the Christmas segment here anyway, and we're going to return to it before I get totally thrown off the air. But it is kind of scary and, you know, fear. God, clutch up when you're scared. I'm sorry. Let it go, Zippy. Let it go. So for this part of Christmas segment, we're going to go through a series of creative elf on a shelf replacement memes. Uh-huh. Okay. Because, you know, I can tell the stupid internet joke here before I go. Can I?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Now see, my joke is the cemetery. This is the internet joke of the week. I want to remind you all to jingle all the way, because nobody appreciates a half-ass jingler.
Nah.
Come on.
Where's my boo button?
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Come on. Anal sex in a cemetery is so much funnier than that.
That was
no boo
was,
button.
I don't got a boo button. Boo.
Not even close. That's the biggest joke going around the internet all week. So anyway, so for this part here, I'm going through these elf on a shelf replacement memes. All
right.
And I'm going to start it out slow.
Okay.
But forget all elf on the shelf because we've got.
Oh.
Fred
on a sled.
On a sled. Yabba dabba doo. Now that was the Flintstones, right?
Yes. Yeah. Doesn't that look like Fred Flintstone?
Yes. So there could be other Flintstone jokes if Rick will think of one in a minute because he was doing this in pre-show. He kept thinking of new ones.
You want a Flintstone one?
Yeah. Just think. I'll give you a second. All right. Forget Elf on the Shelf. We've got Woody in a hoodie.
Woody in a hoodie.
Now that's Woody from Toy Story. Okay. But we could have done the same thing with a penis and a condom, but that would definitely got us thrown off.
Yeah.
Woody. So you're just going to have to take the
Woody in a hoodie.
The PG rated version. Forget Elf on a Shelf. We've got
Elvis on a pelvis.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready.
Oh.
What?
I hated Elvis. I didn't know him, but I don't like Elvis.
We all wanted to be Elvis when we grew up.
I don't want to be.
I didn't want to be Elvis.
Not me. What do you? Why would? What? Listen. Why would Rick want to be Elvis? Rick had this. I mean,
over here. Well, I don't. Well, they weren't back then.
I took karate classes because Elvis did that fake bullshit on stage. I went, I want to do that. So I went. Then I found out he was just doing fake bullshit. what can I say? Okay, forget Elf on a Shelf. We've got, for you, Rick.
A trooper on a pooper?
Star Wars guy. He knows all this stuff. Yeah. Mm. It's a trooper on a pooper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. We're going to stay with Star Wars themes here. Forget Elf on a Shelf. We've got...
Now, Vader on a tater? Really? God,
it works. I think it works. That's pretty good, right?
What about Hunter sitting on a branch?
What would that be?
That would be prick on a stick.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
Slim, this one's for you.
Oh, yes, it
Forget
is.
Forget Elf on a Shelf. We've got
Snoop on the Stoop.
I'm tired, except for the cornrows.
Mm.
The dreads, well, you know, I mean, I'm, you know, I'm you got wrong. It down.
I'm not that color, though.
Right.
And I don't have...
His doll's very light-skinned.
I don't have weed that looks that good, either.
Yeah, but his doll's like Michael Jackson after.
It just got us kicked off Facebook. Yeah.
You know what? The worst thing about... I mean, the stuff of the kids and everything, I was bad. But the thing that freaked me out the most, because we knew he was weird and probably perverted... But the thing that freaked me out the most about Michael Jackson after he died was finding out that all those, that was all a toupee. Yeah. He was like, I mean, I just watched a video of him dancing tonight and some woman rushes from off stage. She comes in and ties his hair in the back into a ponytail and puts down the sides and stuff. So it's perfect for Smooth Criminal.
Mm.
I'm like, why didn't he just switch? He could have had that one pre-tied.
Now that you said Michael Jackson, since he passed away, you know who you haven't seen?
Hmm.
LaToya.
I have.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
I haven't seen her.
I saw her in a graveyard last Sunday night.
Oh, God. Were you trying to get something to tighten? Oh, we're going to hell. You're going to hell.
Are you still doing the Elf on the Shelf shit? Because I got another one.
Go ahead. I'm still laughing.
About a girl with a really short dress on with no underwear and she's at a church. Ass out of mess.
Or wench on a bench.
A wench on a bench.
This is tench on a bench.
Light is coming down. Any.
Or. Depending on her hygiene habits, it could be pew on a pew.
Or stench on a bench.
That's on a bench.
Same stench on a bench. There you go. All right. I think we beat that one to death. All right. What's after Snoop? Oh, an actual product that you can purchase on that Snoop one. That's actually a real thing. Okay. We're going to
more after Snoop.
Who's next? Oh, yes. Forget Elf on the Shelf. We've got
Obama on a llama.
Why not? Rhymes.
Sure does.
Yeah. Yeah. Although he could have posed for that, that $20 is $20 one.
No. Jeez. Let's see. Are we still alive?
And anybody doesn't know that one, you should know that one. Okay. Slim gets it. okay. We're gonna stay political here.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
There you go. Trump.
Trump on a stump.
On a stump. I don't know why they took the legs off the man, but go back. Put the Obama one back up.
I already deleted them. I'm deleting them as I go. Yeah. Sorry.
I think this is political meme gamesmanship. Obama had legs. They took him off of Trumpy.
Well, he had to make him a stump.
All right. Well, this is my favorite political one because it's so obvious. Forget Elf on a Shelf. We've got pervert. On the sherbert. Sniffy boy. We'll get to him in a minute.
Oh yes, we will.
Now this one here, this was the first one that I got this week, and it started out me thinking, well, I'll just do a whole damn bit on this. Forget Elf on the Shelf. We've got
cunt in a blunt.
Can we say that?
I just did.
What was it, Slim?
Cunt on a blunt.
Right. Which is what I was told it was. I won't say the C word. But I think I would call that boob on a doob. Clean it up a little bit. Yeah. And for the ladies, we forget Elf on a Shelf, ladies. We've got Rip with a whip.
Not Rick.
No.
I can get you might have a whip with your. This is the train station guy.
Yeah, but if he wants to take you to the cemetery, it's not the train station thing. Train station is that. Cemetery is, well, you already know what the cemetery is. I told you earlier.
I just thought of another one, but it's really bad.
Go ahead.
No. Oh, it's really bad.
No.
After what I've already done tonight? We're still
alive. So if we're still alive, you can say it. We're still alive. Go ahead. Rock on.
What do you got, Rick?
Biden smelling a dead girl. Sniff on a stiff.
Ooh.
The lightning comes down.
Man, you both are going to hell tonight. I said the car on a blunt.
Well, now we had Rip on a whip. Now that was for the ladies. I'm being an equal opportunity tonight.
Yes, Anthony,
okay?
You're alive.
But for the male
and that's
viewers,
this guy right here again. So, wrong way. Facebook blocked.
Male viewers. I just want you to know, I don't forget my brothers. Gentlemen, the closing one to this segment is for you. Forget Elf on a Shelf. We've got titties on titties.
Better take those down.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Why? Oh, you know, that's true. I got my first Facebook suspension was from some little meme. It was like two old folks at a nudist colony had their arms around each other and they were looking out at the ocean or the sunset or some such thing. And it had a little black oval circle around over their butts. And the meme was funny, but it didn't show their butts. They were blacked out. Okay. I got a week suspension for that. And then I saw people that posted it without the little black circle over their butts. Nothing happened to them. So yes.
So you know, we have had a request real quick. We need to take a pause. We need to take a pause for a moment. All right, sorry.
Fucking hate you.
They asked for it. Asked for it in the comments. They need.
Good. At least it ended before the other ones. Okay, the other ones started going on.
Hey, the hamster TikTok, the hamster lady that's got the TikTok so lives with that does all that. She got her account banned. Somebody must report her to PETA.
Kathy said she got a 30-day suspension for that kitty picture.
Hamsters are delicious.
No, she got a 30-day suspension for kitty on a titty. All we're in trouble. Oh dear Lord.
I'm glad I played it on the show because I'm in enough trouble right now. I got four more days left in my second 3 month suspension. I've almost done a full half a year.
And you'll do more.
And then people are going to start seeing my stuff in the feed in like a few days, and they're going to go, oh, yeah, I remember him. I thought he died or something. Anyway. So this is going to shock people who know me, but I actually bought wrapping paper this year. Yeah, I didn't just have an Amazon driver deliver everything to you guys in a box from Amazon, and you go, oh, well, he sent it from Amazon, so he didn't have time to wrap it. No, I actually wrapped everything. Rick can attest that your present came wrapped, did it not? Okay. Now, I sent stuff for Slim's girls that isn't wrapped, but it was easier to just do it that way, and Slim will take care of that for me because he gets it. But the capper is, and this is, the wrapping paper is one thing. That'll shock people because it's been years since I've wrapped anything. But I have actually decorated. I know, right? Like to me, this is Christmas decoration. I bought a funny T-shirt, you know, but no, I did, and I'm so happy I get to show it all to you. Here's my Christmas tree.
Explain to somebody who is all nervous. Oh, here's your Christmas tree.
Is that not a beautiful thing? Look at the balance. Look at the way I have three balls on that side and two balls on this side because. It gives you balance. The lighting is perfect. The grenade launcher is off to the side. And look how straight the star is on top.
Yeah, you know what the problem is though.
I think it's a beautiful thing. I tried to extend the stock so I could get more lights on and stuff, but it wouldn't stand up, and I didn't have that kind of a Christmas tree.
Well, you know what the problem is? You can't let me have that Christmas tree.
Why?
That's not New York legal.
Why is it not in New York legal?
Because that's not a New York legal AR.
There's a legal AR?
Why? What's a
I don't
New
know,
York
not
legal
that.
AR?
That's definitely not one, I'm sure. We can't have the bump. We can't have the stock, and there's a bunch of different rules we have to follow up here in New York because the one stock makes it look mean. We have the AR-15 up here is totally modified from the AR-15 you can buy.
I should take a picture of mine just so we could put it on the show, my real one. It's very nice. It's much nicer than that one. But okay. But anyway. So because I showed my the Christmas tree, it's time now for Stupid Criminal of the Week. Now this is an all video Stupid Criminal of the Week. We don't even know where it is, but it was too good to skip. Now Slim, you did find out a little something about why this is the wrong reason to call the popo, but
the only thing I found out afterwards is that it does appear that the officer involved in this did end up quitting the force after this because he had just had enough of it, basically.
The criminals are winning. Here's our Stupid Criminal of the Week.
Possibly the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. You are reporting that someone stole the drugs that you were trying to sell them.
Sir, I'm broke. I'm just trying to make a little.
At what point does this make any sense?
Who's that laughing?
At what point?
It doesn't make
sense. At what point do you think telling the cops that someone stole?
I'm being honest. He's not being honest. Where's what he's.
Are there drugs in this car?
No, no, there isn't. There's no drugs in my car. She's a Kiwi.
Here. 469. This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life.
469.
Oh, Lord.
Where are you at?
Oh, my God.
going back towards that scene.
I need you to come over here. Stay right there, ladies. Sorry, sir. Let me move my car for you. I'm just going to move my car so he can get on. This is probably possibly the dumbest fucking night of my entire life. I've never seen dumber shit. Just fucking turn the lights off.
You know, I did notice, though, it says sheriff on the front and the back. That means he's actually the sheriff.
Oh, probably.
Okay, because if he was a deputy, it would say deputy on the back and sheriff's department on the front.
Well, some...
That says sheriff, sheriff. He's the sheriff. And the little tortoise tattoo in the back of his hand, though. He had a turtle tattoo in the back of his hand. No, although, do you see the lady who called about the person she was selling drugs to ripping her off? She just had, she had that lovely neck tattoo right there. Oh, she's so sophisticated. Oh, I would just like to nibble on her tattoo. So I could throw up and lose more
and
weight.
And yes, we do know there is a, you're not reading the comments because you're not paying attention. Yes, we do know there is a legal AR-15 for New York. And I did do a little bit of, during that clip, it cannot have a folding or adjustable stock. That is one of the things New York does not allow. It cannot be, you can only have so many rounds as well. But
then mine is illegal.
Most of them, most AR-15s are New York illegal.
You know, are you allowed to have 30 clip rounds?
No.
30 round clips, I mean?
We can have
10.
10. You may sell, possess any magazine that can hold up to 10 rounds regardless of when it was manufactured. I'm looking right on.
Jesus Christ, you know how many times I'd have to reload to shoot? Never mind.
Yeah, but then...
I'm not going to go there. It was funny, but I did. It just occurred to me that this actually goes out where somebody could use those words against me in the future. I'm not saying it. Because it would have been funny.
But
anything I do funny, you think is...
But according to Sarva Drudd, you wouldn't run out of bullets.
No, no. Grady Judd said just, you know, they asked him, why did you shoot the guy who shot at your officer 87 times? Why did you shoot him 87 times?
He ran out of bullets. He said that. He literally said that. We played it. We ran out of bullets.
And then he also said, he also told you, there's a home invasion and there's three guys broke into a guy's house and the guy winged two of them on the way out. And Sheriff Judd went on the news and did his little press thing and said, we encourage this. It saves the court system a whole lot of time and effort. If we can just take him straight from the robbery to the morgue. And I'm like, yeah.
A lot less paperwork.
Yeah. They don't like doing all that paperwork.
Fuck yeah.
No. But those women, they can vote for sheriff. That's the sad part. No wonder he quit. Oh my God. Anyway. Hey, to keep the energy up for the show, and because we haven't had one in a couple weeks, I got a musical interlude for you tonight. This is a young lady playing Van Halen's Eruption solo. So she's pretending she's Eddie. Here we go. Yeah, she's pretty good, isn't she? Although she doesn't look like Eddie Van Halen. She looks more like Valerie Bertinelli after the divorce. Sorry. She's very talented. Very talented. Very talented. An ignorant host with his misogynistic jokes about her size. Did you notice she was only about two-thirds in the picture? It had a very slimming effect.
Holy cow, say hi to Chris.
Big Chris! Do hump day for Chris.
Did it. No, not duplicate the file, just play.
Hump day!
There you go, Chris. Chris is on. Yeah! Anyway. So I think Trump's doing pretty well. I mean, you know, despite all these charges and stuff, the stuff in DC just went to hell. That got thrown.
Ah,
thrown right to a,
that pretty much got thrown
right
out.
To a freeze.
He's going to get immunity. Yeah, I know. I don't know why it's doing it. I'll change cameras. And if it ain't the camera, I'm going to have to spend more money. I don't like spending more money, but I will. For you. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
You got the finger right?
No, maybe I'll just win a poker tournament and I won't care.
Okay.
But anyway, Trump's doing real well. He's way ahead of DeSantis and Nikki Rhino Haley in the polls. But DeSantis is hanging everything on Iowa. He expects to do very well in Iowa with the evangelicals. And his numbers there are much better than his national numbers, but he's still pretty far behind Trump. But well, the Iowa caucuses are coming up in January. It's next month, people. It's like 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a clue: who's going to win Iowa? Duplicated my mug in a cornfield. I thought that was impressive.
Uh-oh, I pissed Chris off on Monopoly Go. I feel bad. Sorry, buddy. I don't know what I did, but
okay. Uh-oh.
It's a game we play together.
All right. So anyway, he's going to win. Yeah, yes, he's brash. Yes, he's pompous. He's overbearing. He's short-tempered. But he's also right as rain on most of the important things like this. I mean, he said this, and I'm going to use it. We're going to probably use this a bunch of times between now and next November. I mean, he said it. They use big tech to censor you. True. The deep state to spy on you. Very true. The intelligence agencies to frame you. Well, more him than us, but yes. The media to slander you. Well, that's everybody. And they rig elections to disenfranchise you. That's kind of obvious. 81 million, my ass.
Mm-hmm.
But all the while, they claim they're the ones defending democracy and justice, which they obviously are not doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But I don't know why I'm freezing. Control, Alt, Delete.
You're back, though.
I know, but I didn't have my task manager up, so if it does it again, I can see. I don't know. Google Chrome's running like 10%, 11%, nothing else. So it's something weird.
Time for a new computer.
I just put a new graphics card in this thing. It was over $600.
I don't know what to tell you.
They said that would fix everything. They lie.
They lied.
It's built on a house of lies.
Trying.
It's like a Karine Jean-Pierre press conference. Built on a house of lies.
I don't know, Tony. This one's. We can't figure it out.
No.
Even this guy can't figure it out.
Nah, I think he just needs to replace the computer.
All right. Well, you guys remember Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom?
Rick does.
Yeah. You're too young, Brent.
Marlon Perkins?
Because it was on when I was little, and I'm a good bit older than you, so yeah. there's lots of animal info, beautiful photography. I love the show. It was one of my favorite shows. It was on right before Disney, you said, right?
Yeah, it was right before it was Disney.
Yeah, back when Disney wasn't all about, you know.
Exactly, when it was, it was Disney show.
Yeah, Woody tongue-kissing. Yeah, the other one. Well, we'll get to that in a second. But apparently Wild Kingdom is going to be making a comeback on TV. I think that's the case. I'm not positive. Really? I think it's the case because I got a short clip here, and I think this is from the new Wild Kingdom.
Notice how the elder jackass sniffs the air, taking in his own foul scent as he soils his adult diaper yet again.
Did you guys see the sniff?
Everybody saw
it. Show it again. I want you to see this. Look at
that. Notice how the elder jackass sniffs the air, taking in his own foul scent as he soils his adult diaper yet again.
So that was either when he was right in front of the Pope. Come on, it's true. He took a dump in his pants in front of the Pope. You know, while he was at the Vatican, at least. I don't know if it was right in front of the Pope. Hey, Pope, you smell what I smell? No.
Oh, but wait.
No. That's sniff, though. Okay? If he hadn't just shit himself, there was Chinese cash in the room. He was smelling that.
No, you know what that was? Mm. That was one of the memes I did before. That was sniff on a stiff.
Sniff on a stiff. There you go.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, do you guys remember when I wondered why the Biden administration's banning menthol cigarettes?
Yeah.
It was a couple shows ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't really know. We just discussed it just off the top. I think the show was running a little bit short. Well, it turns out my argument that he'd already lost enough black vote apparently got through to his people. They saw Donald J. Trump's at 22% also. So the ban on menthol cigarettes has been miraculously pushed back until after the 2024 election. It won't go into effect until January of 2025 now.
Well, and I know you got more here on this, but they're also pushing back on their TikTok ban too, because they want to use TikTok to reach the younger voters. So there you go. Continue. Yeah,
the ones who are on TikTok making TikToks about how much they can't stand the old fart.
Huh.
Yeah. Good luck with that, Joe. The other thing that shocked me about that was when we did was the price of cigarettes was $17.25 a pack.
Yep.
In New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And the story showed shelf prices, and that's what it is, $17.25. So like $11 of that is tax.
Yeah, it sure is.
Plus you pay sales tax on the whole thing. So you're paying sales tax on tax.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pay with money that you earned that you already paid tax on.
Wow. It's a lot of tax.
Well, wait, no. So that means if you buy a carton of cigarettes, what are they, 10 on a carton? So you're going to pay $172.50
right now, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cigarettes?
Yeah.
I think a little bit. I think a carton's probably like $155.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Boy. Yeah,
that's what a carton of Marlboros is here right now, $150.
Are you serious?
Shit you not, $150 for a carton of Marlboros.
I was just extrapolating the discount from my 7-Eleven days. When I sold cigarettes in 7-Eleven days, they were like, what, $1.95? No, maybe two something a pack. I don't know.
Even a pack, even if you go with like, there's different levels. Even if you go with generics or sub-generics, you're still going to spend $120 here in New York City for a carton of them.
Cartons down here are like, what, 32, 35, 27?
No, like they're about $80.
Oh.
Yeah. Carton of cigarettes is over $80.
I mean, last time, this is when I actually looked.
I don't smoke anymore, but I smoked recently, you know, like 6 months ago, and cartons were $80-some, like 80, 81 or 82. Yeah.
I got to go look.
Now, you get some places where you get a discount and get it for 73 or 4, but yeah, in the 80s, the casino charges $80 for a carton, and they don't have to pay all the taxes. They're just making profit.
Well, this is the last time I looked, about 6-7 months ago. It was like 35 and change.
But my whole point of this is taxes suck.
Mm-hmm.
That's my profound statement of the night right there. Then we got this guy. Oh, a clean picture. I can't get in trouble for that one.
Yeah, I took the other one out. I don't want to get in trouble.
He does sort of have a glassy appearance to those eyes, though, doesn't he?
Sure does. He's fucked up.
Yeah, you take that down. That's creeping me out, man.
Okay, I took it down.
Looks like he's got a buzz on. But it appears Hunter is in trouble.
No.
Yeah, a lot of trouble. There's a 9-count indictment filed in California last week that includes numerous felonies related to income and failure to pay taxes.
Hmm.
Ooh, it made me think of that little thing I just read you above. Doing this, writing up this story. So Hunter and I do agree that taxes suck. After that, man. But he's in trouble. And none of this includes the felony gun charge. That's in the East Coast. But he's being charged for all this stuff. And he's only being charged with this stuff from 2017 to 2020 because the statute of limitations is still okay. The stuff he did in 13, 14, 15... statute of limitations, it's already erased. He got away with it. Okay. Yeah. Hunter with the hooker and the dog. Yeah, I know, but I got enough trouble. So Hunter reportedly earned like 10% of the big guy, 7 milli over 4 years. Now that's what he reportedly earned. Okay, he owed at least $1.4 million in taxes on that money. Didn't pay it. But he had some very creative accounting and expenses and things like that. But the way he spent the money is interesting. And I've got some detail on that for you. And I just want to run through it. If you've seen some of this on the news, okay, fine. If you haven't heard this before, this is why you watch this show. Okay? Over the 4 years, and this is in the indictments, over the 4 years, Hunter took $1.7 million in cash withdrawals.
Man, that's a lot of ATM fees.
Mm-hmm.
How many bullets is he firing at the poker tournaments, Rick?
A lot.
Good Lord.
A lot.
This guy's like all in at the World Series of Poker and just another 10,000. All in. Up, another 10,000. Anyway. But where did it go? I mean, banks ask us if we withdraw $3,000 or $4,000 now. They ask you what you're doing with the money.
They ask you what you're doing if you take more than 600.
Well, I took like $2,000 out a couple months ago, and I asked the lady what level they ask, and she says, we're supposed to ask at 3, but I usually don't ask unless it's 5.
Hmm.
So you know you're not allowed to ask unless it's over 10.
Hmm.
Yeah, she didn't actually know the rules, but yeah. But at least at least she admitted it.
Hmm.
But if he took that out, where did it go? You know, now there are 160 suspicious activity reports filed on people named Biden by banks. That's banks saying, this shit looks funny. We're going to report it to the government.
Yeah.
Most of them are Hunter, but they're not all Hunter. Some are the brothers and other stuff. But 160 suspicious activity reports. Well, maybe withdrawing $1.7 million in cash generated a few of those. Yeah. And where does the cash go? You know, and when he took it out, no, I'll get to that, Mark. No, that is not where it went.
Sure, this is just cash.
It's a good point, but you know that it's different. It's different money. $1.7 million in cash. I'll bet that's sewed up inside, you know, him, her bathing suits at the Rehoboth, Delaware beach house.
Yeah, it could be.
You know, he's probably got a bunch of gold bars parked in that box with the secret documents behind the Corvette.
In the corner, yeah, next to it.
I mean, seriously, $1.7 million in cash. That's insane. Now, the part Rick wanted, or the Mark wanted to know, $683,000 was spent on hookers.
There you go.
Now, how effed up are you to be a reasonably good-looking son of the Vice President of the United States, You've got China and Russia cash out the wazoo. And you got to pay to sleep with pros? I mean, is his breath that bad? He can't get normal women? What? I don't know. 683,000 on hookers over 4 years.
Hmm. They're all high end. They were high end ones, so they were expensive.
I'm just telling you, that's a lot of ass. I didn't think I was going to get two uses out of my mug tonight. I did. Anyway, 398,000 was spent on clothing. Because I wonder for who, because all the pictures we see on his laptop, he hardly wears anything. 310,000 for education. Could somebody please explain to me what the hell that means? Yeah. The man was 50 years old.
Hmm. How to shoot up?
I don't know. Maybe that's just more hooker money, and they just reclassified it as...
He was teaching them.
I don't want to go over 700,000 on the hookers, so let's call that education.
He was teaching the girls. He was teaching them.
Oh, okay. Okay, that was it. Or they were teaching him.
That's something.
Okay, now here's one that you're not going to be shocked with. 237,000 on health and pharmacy.
More pharmacy than health.
Gonorrhea.
Yeah, apparently penicillin's a lot more expensive than I thought.
Yep.
But don't bump. All right. Well, there's a lot more of his bogus write-offs, but they're going to be used in court. Those are just my favorite ones. Except for this one. This is my absolute favorite one. That's why I saved it for the last. Over 4 years, and he wrote, this is all documented in the court case. Hunter spent $189,000 on porn. Porn. I mean, are you fucking kidding me? Porn?
Yeah, he must have had a Pornhub premium account.
How reckless with money do you have to be to spend 50 grand a year on something that we can get for free? Porn doesn't cost anything.
If you want a Pornhub premium account, it does.
A premium account.
He used to upload his videos to Pornhub.
Which means you have to have a premium account.
Yeah, but they pay him for his videos.
But you still got to have a premium account.
So even after he got paid for his perversions that he posted online, he still spent 200 grand.
Well, he had to watch the other fetishes.
Oh, my God. I did note that there was 147,000 in legal fees in there, too, and considering his daughter, Navy, was born during this period, you have to wonder if that $147,000 was basically paid to get out of pay and support for her. Wouldn't it have been easier just to pay for your daughter? And he's not my kid. What are you, not Michael Jackson? It's not Billie Jean, okay? It's a hooker. You did blow with her. You banged her. She got pregnant. She had a baby. The baby's cute. Her name is Navy. Okay. Navy. Your father even admitted that she has a seventh grandchild. But then you see what they did in the White House. You see what they did in the White House this year, though?
No.
Last year they hung up 6 Christmas stockings for all the grandchildren.
Yeah.
So now this year they acknowledged Navy, right? Did they put 7 up on the fireplace in the White House?
No.
No, they put up 0. So they wouldn't have to put up 1 for her. That's the kind of scummy people these people are. Which I'm about to explain a little bit further. Because what pisses me off isn't any of the stuff I was just talking about with Hunter. None of it. Half the men in America would have changed places with him. Because, you know, we're all horn dog idiots. It's free money, no work. You get hookers, you get blow, there's no consequences. Well, none yet, but maybe. Depends on this court case. But the real problem isn't the Hunter Biden scandal. It isn't one. This is a Joe Biden scandal. I mean, what service did Hunter provide to bring in tens of millions of dollars to the family? What, for that matter, what did James Biden, the brother, do? You know? Or the daughter-in-law, she got money. Or some of the grandkids, some of that money was sent to the grandkids. They all got paid. No, Hunter was just the bag man. because the money can't go directly to Joe. Mm-hmm. Oh, because then there's a smoking gun, and even Democrats would go, oh, my God, maybe he's only partially innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. No, they all got paid. Hunter was the bag man. Creepy was Capone in this story. And the rest of it is just a distraction by the media to keep you from thinking about how much money Creepy stole selling out his country. It is the single largest political corruption scandal in U.S. history, and it's being blatantly covered up by his party, the executive branch, including the Secret Service and the IRS, and the Justice Department. The media is being dragged kicking and screaming towards the truth, but actually pursuing the truth to help the story along. No, that would help Orange Man bad. We can't do that.
Hmm.
And nobody at Harvard, Penn, MIT, or the DC cocktail parties can admit Trump isn't really the devil. So we can't help the devil. He's the devil. It's a pity.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, time's for my memes of the week.
All right, here we go. Let's remind everybody of the show meme. You want to do, we got show memes.
Show so memes, yes.
Let's do that first.
Okay, because this is one I put up last week.
Yes.
Okay, show the one from last week quick.
All right, here's last week's
show. I suggested Disney wants to make up that $1 billion they lost. They should have a little more adult entertainment, Buzz getting a Woody getting a Buzz. You know, you don't have to put it on Pornhub. Adults will go see something like that, okay? Well, that was my speculation. Turns out I'm right. I saw this today.
Yeah, sure. Here we go.
The new Disney Pixar movie, Sleep Well.
Coming soon?
Several times. The Bill Cosby story. There you go.
That was good. All right.
You're welcome, America.
My meme only because we're hockey fans. Life should be more like hockey. When someone pisses you off, just beat the shit out of them and sit in the penalty box for 5 minutes. That'd be so nice. Definitely would be nice.
I'd like not going to jail.
here's your zip.
Oh, yes. Yeah, because I miss this in Christmas. But it's a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in under women's underwear. What the hell with those lights?
Those are not underwear. Those are parachutes.
That city screwed up.
Yeah, those are. Wow.
They're not granny panties. They got the French cut.
They're French cut granny panties.
That's French cut. Yeah, that's sexy granny panties.
Not at all.
No, I don't know about that.
No. All right, Rick, here's yours.
I'm older than you.
Yeah. Well, this is when he can't even do jokes anymore. It's called a joke. We used to tell them before. People became offended by everything.
Well, yeah, like
you can't even say anything anymore.
Anal sex in the graveyard.
Crazy.
Stiff.
Nothing clenches up a butthole faster than fear.
Or the pussy at the paraplegic strip club.
It was all over the floor.
You see the Diker Heights light he's talking about? You ever see the lights up in Brooklyn, in the Diker Heights area?
No.
There's maybe four streets have like these amazing lights that they do every year. Like, it's a really rich neighborhood, and they don't even put them up. They have like people come in and set up the whole thing, and it got so big they were busing in people to see all these lights. It's all over YouTube. If you should make
some money.
Four streets.
You gotta make some money off of that.
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna close tonight with a reel. And it's not puppies, it's not dancing kids. It's basically along the lines of my filthy joke. And the strip club thing. But it's in that category of risque. So you know, if your kids are watching now, we've already corrupted them, so it's but it's about what the fuck's wrong with Generation Z. I mean, there's something wrong with these young kids. I see them at the poker room all the time, and I'm just thinking, you know, where did we go wrong? Is it all the NEA's fault, Education Association? I don't know. But I think PlayStation and TikTok might have ruined manhood, because rugged individualism, which made this country, is non-existent in the younger generation. Masculinity is not a bad thing. But this young lady is talking about a young guy that men of my generation cannot possibly identify with. I don't understand this, but it's still funny. So we're going to show it. Thank you for tuning in. We do appreciate it. We'll be back next week, maybe.
Maybe.
We will.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Apparently, guys don't like being woken up in the middle of the night anymore with some bullshit. Because I tried it last night. Huh? With the guy I was talking to. And he yelled at me.
What?
To stop.
What the fuck?
And he said, I'm sleeping.
All I can tell you, sir, is that he's gay.